Say with this word, say 2018 is over and say 2019 is beginning. So I'm not going to be long, but I want, we're just working with the timing. I want His presence to come, and more than that, I want His power to come in a measure that God has shown me already that, this year is going to be a year where the anointing is going to come upon you great. But listen, I want you to listen to the word tonight very specifically. And when I was getting this, I was in prayer, I was in separation. And this is what I heard this with the Lord saying to me, word for word, for what will happen this year. And those who's going to respond in their spirits, that's going to respond in their hearts, the anointing works on response. Say with me, response. The anointing works with, I can sit under, let me explain this. I can sit under even prophecy. Unless my spirit is stirred to receive it, it can go over my head. The Bible says, and let me go read to you something here. It says in Genesis 1 verse 1, that in the beginning, put it for me on, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Go for the next verse. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was in the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Put it in the King James Version, 1 verse 2. King James Version. Listen to this. It says, and the Spirit of God moved. Say with him, moved upon the face of the waters. Go to the next verse. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Are you guys with me? When there's a moving of the Spirit of God, the Bible says that first that the Holy Spirit moved upon the waters. When you're in an atmosphere like tonight, and we praise and we worship, until His presence is in the place where you can feel His anointing. Are you guys with me? It takes somebody that is made in the image of God to speak a word. It takes you to prophesy one word. And because the Spirit was moving upon the waters, the Bible says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. You're not getting me. Are you guys with me? Go to Genesis 1 verse 26. Listen. And God said, let us make man in our image. Stay with me, our image. After our likeness. Which means God said, listen, here am I standing. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Let us make man in our image, how we are looking. In our likeness, after our likeness, the way we do things, which means that when God spoke and He said, let there be light, that it requires somebody in His image, that when the Holy Spirit is moving or His presence is in a moment where you're standing, you have the ability to speak a word and it will come to pass. Jesus demonstrated this. Listen. Jesus demonstrated this by standing and prophesying to a fig tree and saying that cursed be this fig tree and it shall bear no more fruits. And when the next day the disciples walked past the fig tree, they saw that it was cursed to the root. And the Bible says, when Jesus spoke, He answered the fig tree. Are you guys with me? Which means that it spoke to Him first. And I'm not going to go to the scripture right now. It says, Jesus answered and said, and He spoke into His circumstances, which means that in 2018 or in today or yesterday, circumstances had a voice, but it's going to require you to stand up under the presence, the anointing, have the ability to speak. That when the lady with the issue of blood was sitting, and the Bible says that Jesus was walking past her, that the word says in the Amplified, it says that she continually said within herself, if I can only touch the hem of his garment. I will be healed. I shall be made whole. If I can only, and she said it within herself, over. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. Which means that as she spoke, whatever she said took place when it happened. The question is, what am I saying in my voice about 2019? Are you guys with me? Say with me, the moving of the Spirit. When the Holy Ghost is moving, when he's in an atmosphere like tonight, it takes a person to stand up and say, but wait, by next year this time, by 6 months into this year, I will have this breakthrough. Say with me, the voice of God is inside of me. It requires, listen, when the Bible says in Ezekiel, when God said to Ezekiel to prophesy to the dry bones, he didn't tell Ezekiel what to say. He first said, what is happening in this situation? And he asked him, are you guys with me? And then the Bible says, he said to Ezekiel, prophesy to these dry bones, which means that Ezekiel, the word of God is in you. It's not going to require God to first tell him exact. He was waiting for Ezekiel to find out what does he want to prophesy over the situation. He's looking for somebody to say, listen, 2018, my finances was bad, or this was bad, or there was sickness. But God is saying, what are you seeing about your situation? And prophesy to your situation. Say with me these words. Say, this year will be the year of greatness. Say these words. Say, I receive the anointing to become great in his name. I receive greatness in Jesus' name. Have your seats. Have your seats. Listen. Let me go to what God is saying. Go there to 1 Samuel 16, verse 1. Listen to this. Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Listen to this. I'm going to read this chapter or this verse, few verses, and give you exactly what God is saying. Say with him, mourning. When I read this, the time and season of mourning and discouragement that there is over. Let's go on. Let's go on. No. Back one, verse one. Just flow with me. Fill your horn, Samuel, with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons. I'm going to say it again. God is saying, listen, yes, there was a season of Saul, but I have begun to prepare someone who was a shepherd boy. And in one day, when oil touched his head, became a king. Are you guys with me? That if God can take somebody that is on the backside of the desert watching the sheep, a shepherd's boy, and oil coming upon him, that he can take you from nothing in obscurity to somebody that has prominence. He says, for I have provided. God is saying, listen here. I have already begun to prepare myself a king. Samuel, even before you know who it was, even while David was young as a shepherd's boy, God is saying, I have prepared the way. Listen, King David is saying in the book of Psalms, he says, the lines have pleasantly fallen in places for me. What he was saying, he said, listen, my life was just working out. It was almost like it's by chance. Every line was falling in place. Precept upon precept. What the scripture is saying, David is saying, he said, listen, it was like year after year, day after day. It's like, how can I say it? It's when you're speaking to somebody whose life is bad, and they don't look at their lives or their circumstances from the perspective of what God is saying. David is saying, listen, even though Saul was trying to kill me, even though I fell into adultery, his lines have fallen pleasantly into places in my life. He was saying everything just happened to be right. When God is in control, every step that you take, people will look and think that, but are you lucky or what is going on? That everything, listen here, God was instigating and setting up David to be king. And when I was reading this, I heard the Lord saying that he has been preparing your way for greatness to come this year. 2019 is the year of greatness. Say with me, greatness. Let's go to the next verse. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. But the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Listen to this. Are you guys with me? Samuel is saying, but God, if I go and anoint your king in the house of Jesse, one of Jesse's sons, Saul will find out and he will kill me. And God is saying, listen, I will give you a divine strategy. Do this that it will look like something else is happening. While your enemy thinks you are doing another thing, God is working something behind your name. Let's go to the next verse. Listen. Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint for me. Say with me, anoint. The one I name to you. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, do you come peaceably? Listen, when a time of arrival is at hand, when God is saying, but listen, if you're sitting in this place and I'm preparing you for a moment of greatness, when they just heard that Samuel is on his way to town, the Bible said the elders were trembling. Say with these words, say, my enemy will tremble with fear. The Bible says that, will you not rent the heavens and tear open the heavens? That when you come down, God, that the mountains will tremble and shake in your presence. Which means when God's presence comes down, fear will come upon your enemies. And I prophesy any person that try to remove you or take you out in 2018, that your pursuer will be pursued, that your attacker will be attacked, that whatever the enemy tried to put at you will go back to him with a curse. Listen. Let's go. And he said, they asked him, do you come peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice that he consecrated, Jesse and his sons, and invited them to the sacrifice. So it was when they came. Listen to this. Samuel was coming to Jesse's house, and he was looking at his sons, and basically his sons was lined up for him. And the Bible says that Samuel looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. Go for one verse back. Say with me, looked. Listen, when Samuel came in, he looked at Eliab with the wrong eyes. When Samuel anointed Saul, the Bible said that this was before David. He said that Saul was standing height and shoulders above everyone else. He had beautiful hair and he was beautiful to look upon. Are you guys with me? And Samuel looked by an outward appearance. And he said, surely God must anoint this one. And when God comes, when Samuel comes now a second time to David, after Saul being anointed, God is saying, listen here, Samuel, let's not make the same mistake again. And Samuel is saying, listen here, surely the Lord has anointing Eliab. Go to the next verse. But the Lord said to Samuel, listen here, do not look at his appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused him. When it comes to the anointing of greatness, or the year of greatness, when God is busy preparing you, when the anointing is going to come upon you to lift you, listen, you might not look the part, or your physical stature might not meet the requirements. But he's saying, I have refused the ones that everybody said it would be. But God said, I look upon the heart. But God said, I have refused him. The word refused means rejected. Are you guys with me? In fact, in the other translation, it says, God is saying, I have rejected Eliab. Which means Eliab has been given a time for testing. For God to have rejected Eliab means he had to look at Eliab and think, is this going to be the one or not? And then God would say, he would reject him. Which means everybody there almost had an opportunity. Are you guys with me? They were the sons of Jesse in Jesse's house, which means all of them fit the line to be king according to the prophecies. But God is saying, listen here, I have rejected this one. This one that everybody says his appearance is good. His physical stature is perfect. He looks like he's fitting the part. I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Let's go to the next verse. So Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. This is the other brother. And he said, neither is the Lord chosen this one. When Samuel looked and he looked at the other brother coming, God is saying, I have not chosen this one either. Listen, when Saul was anointed, he was never anointed as king. He was anointed as commander. Are you guys with me? The Bible says he's a captain over his people. But when David was anointed, God said to Samuel, go fill your horn with oil and go and anoint the one. When Samuel anointed Saul, he anointed him with a flask, which speaks of man-made strength and man-made promotion. But when he came to David, God said, listen, not a flask, but give me a horn filled with oil. A horn speaks of the direct promotion of God. Are you guys with me? When you anoint somebody out of a flask, it's man-made. A horn speaks of the exact qualifications for God's promotion to come upon your life. When God said to Samuel, fill your horn with oil, go and anoint that one. That when Samuel anointed David, within one day, when David left there, the Bible says Goliath happened. And within one day, he became best friends with the son of the president. He began to get the daughter of the president as his wife. In one day when the anointing comes upon you, when it is not man-made. Let's go to the next verse. Then Jesse made Shammah pass by. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Thus Jesse made seven. He made all his sons pass before him. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of these. And Samuel said, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest. And there he is, keeping the sheep. And Samuel said, Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down. Tell me, say with me, sit down. Till he comes here. Meaning that the one that nobody thought of, that is still serving and watching over the sheep. While the other brothers, none of them were serving at that moment. He said, I have kept for myself somebody. I have already begun to prepare this person, a young shepherd's boy. While the prophet even comes to town, he is in his job and function serving. Are you guys with me? Go one verse back. And he says, listen, Samuel said, I want you to understand that Samuel's voice here is the voice of God. The Bible says that not one word that Samuel spoke fell to the ground unaccomplished. Then it says in the book of Psalms that God said, I have sought out for me a king, and I have found my servant David. Are you guys with me? King David is saying, he said, listen, in the book of Psalms, he says, I have sought out, he says, God has sought out for himself a king, and I have found my servant David, which means that God was looking to and fro with his eyes. The Bible says that his eyes goes back and forth around this earth looking for somebody whose heart is faithful and loyal to him. And he found David. Are you guys with me? Wherever you are, just close your eyes. Raise your hands. The anointing for me is very strong right now in this place. Say, I will be found by God. Just sit that eyes with your arms, with your hands raised. Whoa. Redono zeket la bodria sketa kele boya. Bredono zeket la batre ket la bodria saka de la baya. Vandoro dos ket la baya. Brando, may the anointing that's going to come upon you as we pass into 2019 lift you out of the backside of the desert. May this anointing that is present here now, that is tangibly upon you, may it break every yoke that is upon your shoulders. May every bondage that is trying to hold you back in 2018, may the oil destroy every yoke of bondage, every spirit of addiction, every voice that has said, you will not make it this year. You will not make it. Sickness will take you out, or addiction, or poverty will take you out. That every voice will be contradicted. Say with me, it's by the anointing of greatness. Amen. Listen, the anointing that is available here, it can destroy the yoke. It's not, a lot of people think it is, which we do is deliverance or counseling. It's one touch of His presence. Do not think it lightly of us sitting in this place, going into His presence. The Bible says there's two types of people that God is seeking. There are a lot of people that seeks God, but there are two types of people whom God is seeking. The first one is, He said, I'm looking and I'm seeking for those who worship me in spirit and truth. Which means, number one, God is looking for a worshiper. When somebody can stand and raise their hands and worship and get lost in time. Get lost, doesn't matter if it is 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. But because the presence of God is there, they can become one with Him. And number two, the Bible says, I have sought for me for a man who can stand in the gap as an intercessor. And the Bible says that God is looking and He is seeking out somebody who has the anointing and the ability to pray, to stand in the gap for a nation, or stand in the gap for somebody else. As Moses was an intercessor, He's looking for a worshiper and He is looking for an intercessor. Somebody who is close to His heart. The Bible says that Jesus, is forever interceding for the saints. That he has taken upon himself the ministry after being an apostle, after a prophet, evangelist, a pastor, and a teacher, fulfilling the whole fivefold, that he said there's still a higher realm to go, to enter into the ministry of intercession. So when we go through here at 12 o'clock, the Bible says that God's eyes is going back and forth, looking for worshipers, looking for those who can pray. That don't take it lightly if you're in this place. God is seeking you. Many are seeking him. But it's another thing if God is seeking you. Let's go. Where are we? Let's read here verse 11. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Okay, we read this one. For we will not sit down. Say with me, sit down. He's saying, we will stand to attention until the one that has been rejected, that has been left to watch over the sheep, will come into our presence. Are you guys with me? The Bible says that with Stephen, when he was stoned, that the heavens opened as he gazed into heaven. And he saw the Lord standing at the right hand, looking at him, giving his attention. Samuel right here is a picture of God standing and not sitting, saying, I will stand until I see the arrival of the one that is going to be lifted to greatness. Let's go to the next verse. Oh, sorry, there's verse 12. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy with bright eyes, David, and good looking. And the Lord said, arise. Say with me, arise. He said, anoint him, for this is the one. Are you guys with me? The Bible says that John the Baptist, in Matthew chapter number 11, that he was offended and he was in prison. And hearing about Jesus' ministry going out there and signs and wonders happening. And John was in prison. His ministry was already shut down. Are you guys with me? John stepped out of his realm of grace. And that's why his head got cut. And while he was in prison, he took offense. And he sent some of his disciples to Jesus. And he said, are you the one? Or must we look for another? And when his disciples came to Jesus, they asked him this. And Jesus answered them and he said, listen, he didn't say yes or he didn't say no. They asked him, are you the one? Or should we go look for another? Meaning, Jesus, are you this one? Because John took offense. John knew exactly that Jesus is the one. But he took offense and he went and sent his people being insecure. And the Bible said that Jesus answered them, the lame will walk, the blind will see, the deaf hears, and the dead are raised. Go and tell John not to be offended, that he who's offended me is not. Are you guys with me? And Samuel, and the Lord is saying to Samuel, Samuel, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Next verse. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. Say with me, the midst of his brothers. Say it again. Say the midst. Listen. When I was praying, I heard the Lord saying that when your promotion comes, go with me to go with me to Psalm chapter number 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Listen to this. I shall not want. Next verse. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me and your rod and your staff, they come for me. Next verse. And you prepare. Say with me, prepare. The Bible says, listen, I read to you just now. He said, I will provide myself a king. This is in two places where God is saying, listen, where he's prophesying and speaking is as speaking of Jesus coming. When the Bible says, when Abram went up to the mountain with his son Isaac says, Father, where's the lamb for the offering, for the sacrifice? And Abram answered him these words. He said, my son, comma, God will provide himself as a lamb for the burnt offering. And when they went up to the mountain, a ram was provided, not a lamb. Are you guys with me? Which means that when Abram was standing there, he was asked the question. He said, my son God, my son Jesus Christ, will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. When Jesus went to the cross, he went to the cross as a sinless lamb, but he arose as the lion and a king. That the second place in scripture where the Bible is saying God will provide himself a king. He's saying to Samuel, he says, listen, Samuel, I have provided myself as a lamb, but now I will provide myself a king. He was speaking of David, but he was prophesying that when he went to the cross, that he will rise as a king. That where you have been crucified, where the enemy has tried to put you on a cross, you might have gone there as a lamb, but when 2019 comes, you will rise as a king. You will rise as a lion. Say with me, I receive the anointing for royalty to be a king. Listen, listen. The Bible says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. King David says, listen, in the midst of everything that is going wrong, when your enemy is upon you, when the accusation is there, God is saying, in the midst of your enemies, in the presence of your enemies. Are you guys with me? In the face of your enemies. The word presence means face. He said, listen, I will prepare a table for you in the face of your enemies. That go back to the Psalm, I think it is Samuel 16, verse 1. Samuel 16, verse where we were. Let me see. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. Say with me, in the midst. That when your promotion come, it will be made sure and instigated that when you are promoted, it'll be in the midst of everybody that said you cannot. Listen, when David's brothers, listen to them. When David's brothers were standing ready in Jesse's house, every single one of them thought they will be king. Are you guys with me? When the Bible says that God rejected that one, it means that they thought in their hearts, I'm going to be the next one. Samuel is coming to our house to anoint me as king. And they were on purpose putting David by the sheep, because they thought he would never be able to be there. Are you guys with me? If they thought he would never be able to be anointed. Which means that when God comes as having vengeance or preparing and anointing and promoting you, it'll be done in the midst of those that said it cannot be done. Go with me to the next Go feed one verse back. Listen to this. Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon, say with me, upon David from that day forward, which means from that day onward, the Holy Spirit did not lift from him. He remained on him. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. Listen to this. The Spirit of the Lord came upon David. Next verse. This moment that the Spirit of God came upon David was the moment the Spirit of the Lord departed Saul. Are you guys with me? And a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him. Listen. The day David was anointed, God made sure that something or some trouble is happening somewhere that would require the anointing that he was anointed for to bring a solution to that problem. Which means the day that you getting anointed and the Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you, God will make sure that something goes wrong somewhere. That only your anointing that they knew. Listen here. Let's go to the next verse. And Saul's servant said to him, surely a distressing, a troubling spirit from God is troubling you. Next verse. Let our master now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man. So if you seek out, who is a skillful player on the harp, and it shall be that he will play it with his hands when the distressing spirit from God is upon you, and you shall be well. Listen, they were looking for someone specific that was just a, by chance, if I can say it like that, happened with a position that David was anointed in. Meaning, if God said that you shall be a businessman, or you shall have millions and fund the kingdom, or you shall have properties, or you shall be a minister, or you have this call of God, that the moment when that happens, that the one that looks like they have it all together, I don't think you guys are with me, that when you see and it looks like your enemy is prospering, and God is saying, God, you have given me a word that I'll have properties, or I'll be a businessman, or I'll be an evangelist, whatever the word is. And you're looking and it looks like an enemy of yours is having all this stuff. And you're thinking, but this is not fair. I received a word. This person is not even serving God. Are you guys with me? The Bible says that God will make a way with that person. For the anointing of David to bring a solution. Go to the next verse. Let's see what it says. So Saul said to his servants, provide me now a man who can play well and bring him to me. Next verse. Then one of the servants answered and said, look, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is a skillful in playing, a mighty man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a handsome person. And the Lord is with him. When this anointing comes upon you, the Bible says that they said, we have seen a son of Jesse. When David was anointed the king of Israel, his third anointing that came later in his life, the Bible says these words, that when the enemy heard that he was anointed, they sought out to kill him. When the anointing comes upon you, it'll be seen, number one. Number two, it'll be heard. And the enemy will be jealous and envious. Listen, say with me, it is time for my greatness. Go with me to, let's go to Genesis 26. Let's go to verse 12. Listen to this. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. Next verse. The man began to prosper. Say with me, prosper. And continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Put for in the King James Version. And the man Isaac, listen to this, waxed great. Say with me, great. And went forward, which means, listen, the Bible says that in 2 Chronicles chapter number 20, verse 20, that believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. The word prosper means to forcefully advance forward, which means many believe in the Lord their God. It's good. They'll be established. They'll have a foundation. But in order for somebody to be forcefully advancing forward, to break barriers and have breakthrough, the prophetic needs to be somewhere there in their lives. Need to have eyes of blepo to say, but wait, my tomorrow will be better than today. Are you guys with me? Listen. And the man waxed great. This is Isaac. And then the Bible says, and he went forward, which means he was advancing, and grew until he became very great. Say with me, very great. There's a level of greatness. Then there's a level when you push forward to become somebody that when they look at you, they'll say, you're very great. When they were speaking of this, of Isaac, this was the king of that country speaking to him. Speaking about him. Are you guys with me? And listen. Until he became very great. Next verse. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great store of servants. Let me say it like this. Isaac had a massive amount of cars, possession of herds, a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. That I heard the Lord saying that you will become the envy of nations, that you will become the envy of your enemy, that when he looks at how you are prospering, how you are becoming great. Listen, as you are standing, listen, stand to your feet. We will stand to your feet. Please listen to this. The Bible says in the New King James that he was prospering and he was moving forward and he was continually prospering. That it compares the word prosper with the word great. That when the anointing of greatness comes upon you, when this year of the greater will come upon you, it means automatically that there'll be a prospering that'll take place. That he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, and a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Say, I will be the envy of nations. I need you to speak it and believe it. The person that is standing in this atmosphere, that is standing, whatever. You'll be standing next year the same time and thinking, whatever, and nothing will be happening. While the one that is standing next to you, that is speaking these words, when somebody anointed prophesies, decree and declare, the Bible says, listen, go with me to Mark 11 verse 23, quickly, Mark 11 verse 23. As you're staying, listen to this. For verily I say unto you, say with me, say, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. No doubt. So if you're standing in this atmosphere in this doubt, and you're thinking, but this is just nonsense, talking. we shall look at you next year and we shall be where we have spoken. And you shall still understand and think, but this is not happening, that is not happening. Listen, doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says, say with me, says. It doesn't say the things that he prayed for. It doesn't say the things that he was fasting for. It says the things that he says shall come to pass. Whatsoever he speaks. May you be great. Raise your hands, raise your hands, raise your hands, wherever you are. Father, may the anointing that I prophesy, even as you're standing in this place, that greatness is your portion. That this year, even the year of 2018, where attack after attack took place, that 2019 will be the year of the greater, where you will spread. Listen, I heard the Lord saying this as you're standing with your hands raised. The anointing in Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, it says that Lucifer was the anointed cherub who covers. The word anointing means mimshak. It means an anointing that will cause you to expand, that will cause you to become great, that will cause you to increase on every side. Let a little one will become a thousand. That ask of me the nations, and I will give you the nations. That this year will be your greatest. Say with me, say, I receive the greater year, the year of greatness. That everything that the enemy did will be cut off. I will become great. I will wax greater until my enemy envies me, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, may your anointing of greatness rest upon this place, in Jesus' name.